Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Flack. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Speed Martin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Speed Martin. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Cunningham. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Rawlings. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the New York Giants, Art Neff. And now, play ball. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Youngs catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Youngs. Hollocker moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. Deal moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a fly ball into center field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Grimes steals second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rawlings misplays the ball. That's an error on Rawlings. Grimes moves to third. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-1 in the game. Flack hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Deal bunts between the mound and first base. Neff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Deal for the out. Terry moves to second. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Meisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rawlings moves to second. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff hits a pop-up towards second. Terry catches it and throws to second to double up Rawlings. The throw to first to get Smith, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Frisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-2 in the game. Flack takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hollocker bunts towards third. Frisch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flack moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry bunts towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. Flack moves to third. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Deal hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flack tags and scores. Hollocker tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-2 in the game. Barber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngs hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-2 in the game. Mysel takes first base on ball 4. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Speed Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rawlings strikes out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0-for-1 in the game. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry bunts between the mound and first base. Neff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Terry for the out. Hollocker moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Deal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-2 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bancroft for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Frisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngs hits a line drive towards first. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-3 in the game. Barber hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from Smith and he is out, Bancroft applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barber. Musel reaches second base with a double. Kelly moves to third. Casey Stengel pinch hits for Johnny Rawlings. Casey Stengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stengel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly scores. Musel moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Cubs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0-2 in the game. Neff hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-3 in the game. Bancroft hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Ponder now pitching. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from O'Farrell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-3 in the game. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Barry now playing second base. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-3 in the game. O'Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. John Kelleher pinch hits for Elmer Ponder. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry misplays the ball. That's an error on Barry. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a line drive towards short. Bancroft catches it and throws to first to double up Kelleher. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.